This is an I Am Listening exclusive podcast.
I'm Numi Gilder.
I'm Harriet Taylor.
And you're listening to Tech Girl Energy.
Join us each episode as we dive into a different area of engineering and technology
and show you where a career in tech could take you.
Hey, I'm Numi Gilder.
I'm Harriet Taylor.
And you're listening to Tech Girl Energy.
Our aim for this podcast is simple. Pull back the curtain on what it's like being a woman in tech and explore where a career in engineering and technology could take you.
Maybe you're looking to re-specialise, or maybe you're sat looking at your option form for your GCSEs.
You might have never considered technology as a career path, thought it was too boring or too difficult or too much of a boys club.
We want to stomp on those expectations, debunk the misconceptions of what engineering and tech is and the kind of person you have to be to succeed in it.
But first things first, who the hell are we to tell you what to do?
We should probably introduce ourselves. My name's Numi. I have a first class integrated master's in electronic engineering and a PhD in robotics. I've taught at university level, teaching maths and physics to foundation year students at the Uni of York, preparing students from a range of backgrounds to begin their degrees in physics and engineering. And now I'm a full-time radio presenter, which I appreciate is a bit of a deviation, but we can talk about that another time.
My name's Harriet. I also have an integrated master's degree in electronic engineering, but with digital media systems and a bit of music tech. After a brief stint in wearable tech, I've now got over 7 years experience as an app developer, and I currently work on the Android app for the largest automotive marketplace in the UK. I specialise in user-centric solutions and proof of concepts with a focus on innovation. I've got a big passion for fashion and music and how they fit into technology.
So we met each other at university studying for our masters, and we are both insanely passionate about getting more girls into engineering and tech. But you have stayed in the industry. We'll talk probably in a future episode about the leaky pipeline. I fell out. But you're still in it. So what about your job now and your lifestyle in tech keeps you there? What gets you up every morning, makes you excited about your job?
So I know. And I just like making things. Mm. That's just who I am. And I love having little hobbies like painting, and I don't know, I just always sort of have some project on the go. And I feel like working in tech is kind of doing that, but getting paid.
Yeah.
Because again, like the app I'm working on at the moment is used by millions of people across the UK. And because of that, we get quite a lot of free reign to try out, you know, new user experiences for them, like to try and increase their enjoyment on the app. So I think working at a big company on one of the bigger apps is really fun because it keeps you at the forefront of technology and it allows you a bit of leeway to sort of play around. I guess you could do that at a startup as well. And at some point, I think I would like to work at a startup or maybe have my own.
Mm.
But I just found it so interesting because everyone has a phone in their pocket these days. Like, I'm sure it'll be harder to find someone that doesn't have a phone.
Yeah.
Than someone that does, like, do you know what I mean? So I just find it so interesting to be able to create something that lives on those devices and that anyone can interact with. And I think a lot of people don't realize how easy it is to get into that space and how many people you can access.
Yeah.
By just being able to create technology that can live on a phone, which is what I do. So I think that keeps me in the space. Just the fact that, like, there's so many opportunities. If you can come up with an idea and put that to paper, or just find people that can help you out, like, you can literally go anywhere with it.
And I think that what you said earlier as well about, you know, almost everyone on the planet has a phone in their pocket. And I think it's not even just software development on a phone. If we think about the modern day, technology is literally
everywhere. It's in your cars now.
Yeah. It's in your fridges.
Fridges. Yeah, like Internet of Things, right? It's in your light bulbs.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
It is crazy. I thought we could do like a little fun exercise of, you know, we say, oh, technology is everywhere, but we might not think about how that technology is created or what that involves from a creator point of view. So, Harriet, I want you to look around the room that you're in and find something that has a battery in or is run by some form of electronic device.
Ooh, I'm having a look. Do you want something a bit different? Or are we talking something a bit normal? Because I've got a phone. There's also a Chromecast that I can see. There's a TV. There's a Hoover.
Shall we start with the smart speaker?
Yeah.
So let's think about what makes up a smart speaker. We've got the speaker part.
Yeah.
So that's audio engineering. You have some electronics there that's going to take a sound wave and drive a speaker to, take a digital file, an audio file, and drive a speaker to release sound waves into the air. So that's a bit of technology all in itself. We've got the plug and the cable. So that's...
Yes.
That's a I did one module in power supplies at engineering and I can't remember any of it, but it is a whole area of expertise. If you think about, you know, every device that you own needs to be charged, needs to have power. And that is a whole area of how you drive that. There's so much exciting development in that area, you know, with renewable energy, with battery development.
Types.
Yeah.
Go on to safe wavelength, Hive Mind.
That's another episode. What else? Can you think of anything?
I guess there's also like just the internal sort of hardware itself of the speaker, right?
Mm.
That sort of turns it on and off. But also, if it's a smart speaker, it will most likely have wireless internet.
Yeah.
So there'll be that aspect of it. And how it then sort of picks up, I'm guessing if you're using a phone or you might be using a laptop, you might be using Spotify.
Yeah.
So that Spotify account will be connected also on your speaker.
Yeah.
So your speaker will have to be able to interpret the Spotify. I don't know how to phrase that, the app.
Yeah. And it'll probably use something like Bluetooth to send information from your phone to the smart speaker in a message.
Yeah.
And then, you know, one of the coolest things about smart speakers is obviously you can control it with your voice.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got voice recognition software. It can, you know, listen to you. So it needs to have a microphone to be able to get that. It needs to have some form of software, some chip that's running an algorithm that can analyze what you're saying. So, read that audio file.
Some of them recognize your voice as well. Like they'll only work if they hear their owner's voice.
Yeah.
For example, they're crazy.
Yeah. Understanding different voices, understanding different commands, because something like a Google Home, you can obviously tell it, you can have different routines with it. So you can say lights on or party mode.
Woo.
So just a device that sits in the palm of your hand has so much going on.
Well, yeah, because you can connect it to the rest of your house now. So you've got like smart light bulbs. You can turn your lights on and off. You might have a smart alarm system or like a doorbell, right?
Mm.
Like, what are they called? Like, I think they're called ring
doorbells.
Yeah, like everything's sort of like an ecosystem now, isn't it? With all these sort of smart devices. It's really interesting.
One of my favorite things about a Google Home is the broadcast app.
I've got in trouble with that.
It saved my bacon once with my housemates because I was out and they latched the door so I couldn't get back in. And so I had to think on my feet and I just broadcast to every Google home in the house, let me in, and they came and got me. It's also very good after a house party to just broadcast to everyone and be like, do we all need a bacon sandwich?
See, that sounds like a very good use of it. I think my use was more, I lived with my brother a few years ago, and I realized that I had access to, you know, all of the sister devices I could broadcast, and I just, every so often, I'd just get a bit bored and I'd just send a little message out, and it used to scare him because I think he'd forget that it was turned on and he'd be like, what is that?
Why is there a voice?
And I'd just get an angry message in all caps, like, can you stop doing this, please? Because you can make it so it speaks in like the Google voice, or you can get it to speak in your own voice as well. So I think it was really off-putting for him.
You could get someone else to say it and then make it sound like there was a ghost.
Oh my gosh, don't give me ideas.
The possibilities are endless just with a smart speaker. I really hope that if you're listening to this, you can go about your day now, and every time you use something that requires power, that has some form of electronic, whether it's your smartwatch or your fridge, even if you don't have a smart fridge, your fridge has electronics in to have a light turn on, to tell you what the temperature...
It'll have a circuit board.
Yeah, exactly. Anything with a circuit board, just kind of think about how, you know, what are the different things that make up that device.
I think it's worth pointing out as well that it can be a bit overwhelming sometimes when you see objects, you know, like the TV, like a fridge, and you might just automatically think in your head, like, I could never make anything like that. I bet it's super, super complicated. But when you break it down and you start to think all of the little pieces that make up a device like that, there'll be so many people working on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't have to know how to make the whole thing. It's just part of the process. And it's not as overwhelming as you might think. So once you start breaking it down, like Naomi just said, you could always have like a little Google online and be like, oh, I wonder how that works. I wonder how my smart speaker connects to Wi-Fi, for example. And you'll soon see how simple some of these concepts can actually be and how interesting they are.
And one of the things that I love most about being in the tech space is when it's almost like a superpower. When you have even just, because Harry and I are not like experts on everything, you know.
You mean we're not? I saw you were experts on
everything. Even when you have just a foundational understanding, it unlocks this extra universe because you understand how things work, and that can be beneficial in so many different ways. I think one of the ways it most manifests is if something breaks or if something works not how you're expecting it, if you kind of understand how that device was put together or how that device works, you can understand what's gone wrong.
Oh my gosh, I've got a few examples of this. It's not even me. It's one of the engineering directors at work has a knack of breaking things, but fixing them himself. The other day, his kettle broke. And you know the little flick in the kettle that turns it on and off?
Mm.
That was what broke. He basically deassembled it, made this little wooden peg thing and fixed his kettle. His shoes broke cycling to the office, and he just got loads of rubber bands and just sort of created this rubber band thing to hold them together so he could cycle home. And I just remember listening to all this thinking, okay, this man is an engineer. Like,
just
fixing everything that breaks rather than buying something new.
That man is coming up with solutions for his problems.
Maybe not the best solution, but I was going to mention as well before, like, I used to romanticize, which is going to sound ridiculous, like sort of being an engineer, working in technology, like even just like power itself, because I feel like sometimes it can be quite magical, right?
Mm.
Think of it. Because you're creating something a lot of the time that you can't see, especially when it comes to sort of software. Like, you know, you're turning a light on and off at this touch of a button that's not connected to the wall. If you did that in front of someone 100 years ago, they'd have probably called you a witch. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you think about it from that, like, you can create some cool stuff and it can almost feel a bit like, okay, that's quite like magical how that works. But you're the one that knows all of the sort of engineering behind it and other people don't.
Yeah. I think that's, that is fantastic. I totally agree. So I think we've gone on a journey.
We have. A long journey. Hopefully I've not rabbited on
someone. It's been really good. And I think, you know, one of our main aims for this podcast that I hope we've set the scene today is that technology and engineering fundamentally is full of opportunity, and we just want to show those opportunities to you. We just want to open your eyes to what is possible and give you a flavor and hopefully get you as excited as we are.
Yeah, because I think it can come across as a very serious topic, but it can be very, very fun
And I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, 100%. I'm having fun right now just talking about this.
So some of the things that we're going to do in future podcasts, we're going to have guests on from different specialisms. We've talked a little bit today about robotics, wearable tech, about music technology, things that we haven't even touched on, medical engineering, nuclear engineering.
AI
is a whole other thing that we have not even mentioned yet.
Wow.
And we're going to dive into those a little bit more to give you a feel of what careers in those specialisms look like. And also, you know, I think what's really important is thinking about what is the end thing that you could be creating and the impact that you can have. Something like medical engineering, you could be creating devices that save millions of people's lives.
Yeah, or like if you worked in cybersecurity, you know, Mr. Robot vibes, like you could be solving cyber mysteries, hacking scandals.
You could be protecting people's data.
Honestly, like the Spider-Man of the internet.
Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Tech Girl Energy. I'm Nui.
I'm Harriet Taylor.
And we'll see you next time.
This has been an I Am Listening exclusive podcast. For more information, head over to our website, im-listening.co.uk.